WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Taking you inside the search engine results and beyond the page rank. Hold on to your white hat or black hat. WebmasterRadio.fm is ready to take you behind the backlinks. We're digging and scraping past the surface of everyday news and views of search engine marketing and dropping our proverbial anchor text on the important issues affecting the industry with our panel of search engine insiders. Now, let's go behind the backlinks. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to Behind the Backlinks. I am John Ball. I'm your host for this show. I'm the CEO of Page on Power. It's a link building firm in Boise, Idaho, and all we do all day every day is build links. I know it sounds ridiculous, and we've had people say, you actually do that? Is that realistic that you can build a whole business out of that? Well, I've got 100 people here who can say yes, there's plenty to do, and in fact, if you do it correctly, it's pretty much all you can do, because it's such a big job. You know, why is that? Because it takes time. It takes forever to do it. Hours and hours and hours. In fact, we sell our services by the hours. And if you don't think of link building in those terms, if you don't think about it as raw human effort, then you've got some thinking to do, because that's what it boils down to when it comes where the rubber meets the road. And that's difficult for SEO. SEOs want to not work hard. I don't mean categorically. I mean, as a historical point of view, SEO is a kind of business that you make a lot of money and you don't do a lot of work, because you can outsource everything, and it's mostly work done in your head, and it's simple. But, you know, we decided to become what we call the ditch diggers of the SEO world. You know, we do the stuff that you don't want to do. So that's our point of view. That's my point of view on what link building is. It's hard, and it takes time and effort and thought. It takes a human being. Another thing a lot of people are allergic to is actual human effort and putting the time in and not using an automated tool and making it happen quickly and fast and all that. You know, honestly, that stuff is just a fallacy. It's hard to get real results with tools all the time. You need that human interaction. That's why, you know, what we do and how we do it is just so darn effective, because we actually put the time in. I often tell people I talk to, our business and what we do is protected by the sheer weight of human effort. It's hard to do what we do, because if you want to do it, you got to work. Well, because we do it and we do it all day and we're up early here building links, and you know, we work 4 days a week, 10 hours, because we can't do it 5 days. It's just too darn much. We get a lot of questions on the phone. We get a lot of questions from people all around the internet. And I collect these questions, and when we get a bunch of good ones, I share them on the show. So I'm going to go through some of these questions we have. And we'll see where we go. And now we have just this first segment, not a whole lot of time left, but I'm going to just at least present the questions. First question we get all the time, and I just want to bring it up now, is why does quality matter over quantity? How does that make sense? Why is this? So next question is, we're a relevancy first link building firm. And when we started doing that some months ago, people want to know, what is relevancy first? What does that mean? What does that matter to anybody? So we're going to talk about what that means and why it's important if you want to build links, if you want to have a team build links, if you want to get success in your business. You know, that's the first two questions we're going to tackle. So let's go for it. First question, why does quality matter over quantity? It's almost preposterous to ask, but people ask all the time. The answer is, there was a legacy of spam that existed in our industry for years. You know, since the dawn of SEO, there is a legacy of spam. And that legacy has stuck with us. And the legacy of spam dictated that you do quantity of links, thousands of So that is the legacy we're dealing with. And SEOs constantly are thinking about this. And when we tell them, oh, we'll get you 5 to 10 links a month, some people go off the handle. That's ridiculous. I could buy those for 50 cents. I could buy 10,000 links for $25. So that is kind of the issue we start with, you know. Why do you have to do all these links when the quality is what really matters? So this legacy of spam that we're dealing with is a real difficult thing to deal with. And if you are like an in-house SEO and you have been there for a while and you know about spam and you know how it's done, sometimes it can frustrate your managers, the owners of the companies you work for, because you say, oh, we're going to hire this firm, we're going to get like 5 to 10 links a month. And they're like, what are you talking about? We used to get hundreds, thousands. I'm confused. Well, that is really not important. What's important is that when Google introduced Penguin, they pretty much put a stop to just spam. I mean, you really couldn't do it. It was impossible. So, you know, that was a big moment in SEO history. That was the line in the sand that Google said, we are not going to stand for spam anymore, and you're going to have to step up your game, SEOs, if you want these rankings. And that was last year. I think it was last April. It changed the industry. The legacy of spam pretty much ended. And I remember years ago, we used to go to trade shows, and everyone there was a company selling Indian services. I'm definitely against India or Indian people, but you know, their services for SEO tend to be a lower quality because they're out of this country. They don't really understand the fine workings of what we do in the States. And these days, those companies just aren't at trade shows. They don't go to the SASs and the SMXs and PubCon, other shows now. They just don't do it. Why is that? Because no one wants it. No one knows. Or no one wants the spam anymore. So I'll say another thing. Listen, PageOnPower.com ranks highly in the search engines for most of its keywords. You know, we're not number one for everything, but we're high on everything else for all of our keywords. And we have very few links, comparatively speaking. In fact, one of our competitors who is, I think is number two, they bounce between number two and number 10, honestly, they have 44 million backlinks according to Majestic SEO. 44 million. That is a lot. So, Page on Power, we have a couple hundred, and we rank higher than them. So no one can say to me that quality doesn't matter to quantity, because I have seen it myself, and we do it over and over again. One of the articles we're working on for our site is, why would you pay $5,000 for 5 backlinks? And it's a stimulating question. So that's important. The other thing we have here is, you know, the question I want to bring up is, when you say relevancy first link building, what exactly do you mean? Well, relevancy first link building is a concept. It's a way of thinking. It's bucking that legacy of spam. It's getting rid of the history that we have accumulated. Because in the past, links were all about the numbers of sites you could get with the anchor text you could get. And it was exciting to get links on a .edu website. I remember years ago I got a link on yale.edu and I was so excited. It was just the greatest thing ever, you know. And that concept pervaded. It was the concept. Relevancy meant nothing. That was just a term they sometimes threw around. These days it's critical. And I think last month, a couple months ago, there was an article about relevancy and how Google has modulated themselves to, instead of doing you know, numbers of backlinks and page rank of sites and all this stuff that we were so accustomed to the relevancy of the site, to the authorship of the pages you're getting links from, to the validation of what those are. So relevancy first, you know, we often say relevancy first, page rank second. Relevancy first is a concept that you pursue sites that make sense and not sites that are just whatever. You know, it's actually, it's a logical process, and it's something that you need to think about if you want to do high quality link building. Relevancy should guide everything you do in this industry, because if you're trying to get your cat bed site a link on a .edu, a brain surgery forum, I think you're going to get burned for that in the long run. Google's going to recognize that link and say, what is this doing in here? This has no business, and they're just going to devalue it. And often that's what they do. People talk about penalties all the time. You know, I got penalized because I got these links. But, you know, honestly, Google, for the most part, they count links or they don't count links. They count them or they don't. And if you have the opportunity to count a link, and it's a relevant link, which it should be, you'll see the difference in your search engine rankings. It's pretty remarkable, honestly. So relevancy first link building is an idea that you should get links on sites that make sense, sites that actually get you traffic, sites that you can actually see traction from, because they're in the world of the in the internet and with Google, in the universe that surrounds your keyword, you can get value from that. That Google can derive value from that. So we're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to tackle a topic which a lot of people ask about. My site isn't online yet. When should I start building links? And then finally, I'm going to answer the question that I got a call on yesterday, which is, my site has tons of spammy links and I've been penalized. What should I do now? So come on back. We'll tackle these questions.
We'll return behind the backlinks. But first, a word from our sponsors.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link-building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
It's time to get fired up. Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Load up your spam filter, because it's time to go behind the backlinks, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here again are your hosts.
Welcome back to Behind the Backlinks. I'm John Baugh, your host, the curator of links, and the man who is going to try and guide you through the troubled waters that is link building and SEO link building. These days, link building has changed. Link building used to be what I still think it is, which is a way to get better, you know, rankings in Google. That's what it is to me. That's what it was to me, and that's what it still is to me. But for some reason, and I don't understand it, and it makes me crazy, SEOs want to complicate their job and make their life harder. This is one of the most curious parts of our industry. They want to know how they can screw themselves up. How can they shoot themselves in the foot? I mean, I remember when social came around a few years ago, everyone was saying social is going to take over, and it's all that's going to matter is that you're going to have, you know, social this, social that, it's going to rule SEO. And what? It made me crazy because I didn't think it was the truth back then. It actually, you know, turned out to be absolutely not the truth. But now there's something that's coming around that's, you know, content marketing, inbound marketing.
Boo.
Which is basically the same concept as marketing as everyone has known it forever. It is putting content in front of interested prospects. And we wrapped it up in this package. And now SEO is that. I've got an article publishing Friday on Search Engine Watts called Sick to Death of Content Marketing. Sick to Death of Content Marketing. Because we are SEOs. We should be proud of the fact that we're SEOs. We're not content marketers. Everyone else who does marketing is a content marketer. If you put an ad in, you know, Redbook magazine, you are a content marketer. And I don't know how we got on this tangent. Let's do SEO, all right? So when I talk about link building, I'm not talking about link earning. I'm not talking about content marketing. I'm not talking about inbound marketing, which I have yet to get a good, solid definition on. I'm talking about getting links on HTML-based web pages on the open web that Google can crawl, index, and give you credit for, and you'll get higher in the search engines because of it. That's what I'm talking about. Just want to make sure we're all clear. All right, so one of the questions we get is, my site isn't online yet. I'm working on it. You know, making sure that all the colors are just perfect. And I'm making sure the pictures of my cat look best and all optimized. But it's not online yet. What can I do to prepare to build links for it? Of course, you know, I sell link building, so the answer is start building links. I mean, let's do it right now. And why wait? The URL exists. And maybe when you go to the URL, it says coming soon or whatever. But links will always help all the time. And in fact, years ago, we read a book called Search Engine Optimization Secrets. And every other paragraph had this line. It said 70% of SEO problems can be solved with fresh backlinks. And it's still the truth. I had a client yesterday. He's talking about a documentary he watched about Google, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And they were talking about the genius that is there. The last thing they say in that documentary is Google's all about the backlinks. And I don't... you understand all that. Let's talk about the question. You have a new site that's not online yet and you want to get rankings. Start building links today. You can get directory links. That makes sense. You can start talking about it in forums. You can start to bring it up, because the sooner you get links to that site, the sooner it's going to get rankings. It might take Google 2 months to find the link you got on your forum. It might take longer. I doubt it, but it might. And there's an incubation that has to take place. That's the answer to that question. Let's get to the real good question. The question is, my site has a ton of spammy links, and I've been penalized. What should I do? All right, this guy, revealed his gender. This guy called me and asked me the question, what should I do? Thousands of spammy backlinks. I said, how long have you had your site? 15 years. That's a long time. You probably have some, you know, equity in that URL, yeah. How many links do you have? I don't know, a lot. I had a company somewhere in the Asia quadrant building links for me. Okay, well, let's check it out. I go online. Now, mind you, this guy had a site that was a local search term for a relatively obscure service. I mean, not like dog grooming, but I mean, pretty close, honestly. Pretty close. In a major city. All right, so it's slightly competitive. And he had 124,000 backlinks, according to Majestic SEO. 124,000. His competitor had like 200 backlinks, and they were ranking number one. And if you have that many backlinks and you're a local, small-time website, you have gone so overboard. And he got a letter in his webmaster tools, you know, unnatural links warning. Ridiculous. So I said, look, if I was you, I would give two choices. All right. A, email probably 3,000 to 4,000 people, or you know, it's probably like 3,000 to 4,000 domains he's getting all these links from, and try to get all of them removed, or at least a good portion of them, and then plead to Google to help you, which would take, I'm guessing, 1,000 man hours and about 6 months. Or you can just forget that site. It's on your business cards. Those who know about it, they have it bookmarked or have your business card from years past, will go to that website and just maintain it. But as far as search is concerned, that site is done. It's gone. Just forget it. He didn't like that. He didn't like that. Because he didn't realize that he's stuck in the legacy of spam. He didn't realize that you do not need thousands of new backlinks to rank, especially for his search term. I said, you could start a new site. By the way, the look and the feel of the site was like from 1995. It was a little newer than that, but you know, same concept. Why don't you get a WordPress site set up on a nice clean server, nice clean C block, and let's build a new site. Get some fresh content. And let's build links for 3 months. You'll probably be number one as long as you can ever want to be. He didn't believe me. People just don't believe me. I don't understand. I do this full time. It's like when you go to the doctor and he tells you to do something you don't believe. Full time, I say. Every day, all day. Local search terms are great. And you know why they're great? Because it doesn't take that many links to rank. You don't need that many. I think I could search nearly. I could probably rank almost any local search term organically, mind you. Forget places. Or the whatever they call it now, Google Plus, whatever. With 25 good quality backlinks. 25 links that actually make sense. 25. I've ranked some pretty competitive keywords in some pretty competitive areas with less. And his profile does not, it could literally say 25 or 40 backlinks, and he would be number one. But he didn't believe me. You know, the legacy of spam is strong, and it's hard to believe that something so, I don't know, so simple to me is just not the way it is. All right, we're going to come back in just a few minutes. We are going to talk about what's important to know about anchor text now. And we're going to talk just a few more minutes about anchor text. And then we'll conclude. I'm John Ball. You're listening to Behind the Backlinks.
We'll return Behind the Backlinks. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Let's go inside the WebmasterRadio.fm production studio, where the production team is stitching up podcasts to load up into the WebmasterRadio.fm Stitcher channel.
Rock on, Laurie, and rock the world with LinkedIn.
Welcome to Domain Masters, a show where you learn to be the master of your domain.
Hey, I want to welcome you to this edition of the SEO Rockstars.
Hi, this is Bennett Kelly, and you're listening to the Cyber Law and Business Report.
And welcome to CEO Coach.
Listen to all of your favorite WebmasterRadio.fm podcasts without downloading. Only on the WebmasterRadio.fm Stitcher channel. Just click on the Stitcher banner on our website.
Ready to learn to be a mass marketing mastermind? Get schooled on how to be inboxed.
You've got mail.
Our host will show you how to deliver on email marketing strategies without going postal. Ah! Inbox, on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Load up your spam filter, because it's time to go behind the backlinks, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here again are your hosts.
Welcome back to Behind the Backlinks. I'm John Ball, owner, CEO of Page One Power, link building firm in Idaho. So next time you're in Idaho, come by and visit. That'd be terrific. My brother Zach sits next to me on the partner's desk, and we have schemed up this business to provide high quality, relevant backlinks to those seeking such services. We've talked today about quality versus quantity. We've talked about relevancy, which I very just scratched the surface on. We talked about someone with a new website who doesn't know what to do. We've talked about someone who has tons of spammy backlinks. And I just want to finish up and talk about anchor text, because anchor text is, as my brother puts it, you know, that's what we sell is anchor text. We sell links that have anchor text attached to those, and it's important. It's really important. So let's talk about it. If we could roll back the clock 5 years ago, you would want exact match anchor text as many times as you possibly could get it on every site known to man, every directory. And you know what's fun about link building? It's like seeing your name in lights. It's a thrill to see your website, especially if it's a newer site, to see your link on another website. It's fun. It's exciting. But that anchor text, or the text that is the clickable part of that link, is critical. So these days, instead of the same anchor text over and over again, you've got to be much more smart, because Google with Panda or Penguin found that if you use the same anchor text over and over, they can find you. And if you do use the same anchor text over and over again, there's a very high probability that you are trying to spam. So anchor text has become a very much a flashpoint in the industry. And last year, the big thing was branded anchor text, you know, just your URL, pageonpower.com. I did subscribe to that. I thought it was good, but I'm not sure about it these days. I think that you can still use anchor text, especially if you're doing white hat link building, because you can, when you do white hat link building, you can only build so many links. You can't build hundreds. You can build 5 to 10 a month, and half of them you can't get the anchor text you want anyway. And we've seen phenomenal results using anchor text. And we vary the anchor text a little bit, but not to an extreme amount, because it's still okay to get some percentage of anchor text. And we have clients who are freaky about it. They don't want any anchor text. And I think you can still do it. I haven't seen anyone get burned with that yet. So anchor text is important. You don't want to use the same anchor text over and over. If you're selling cat beds, don't put cat beds. Put beds for cats, places your cats can sleep. You know, get creative with it. But you can still use it. Don't be afraid of anchor text. It's still a very useful part of SEO. Just be smart about it. And the other thing about anchor text is you're going to want to make sure that your anchor text goes to different parts of your site, that your links don't just go to your homepage every single time. You know, vary it. I said hundreds and hundreds of times at events where I speak that Google ranks web pages. They don't rank websites. Your website is a collection of pages that are all closely linked together. That's how it works. So use anchor text wisely. Don't just, you know, go crazy about it. Google is going to continue to improve Penguin. They're not going to stop that process. They are going to keep going. Stick to relevancy. Stick to people, contacting people. Get links on sites that make sense. And you literally can't be burned, because you're following the guidelines and you're doing exactly what Google has wanted you to do. If you have questions, if you want to talk about link building, if you want to you know, fight with me about it, I'd love to do it. Send me an email, contact@pedropower.com. I'll get that email and we can talk about it. Follow me on Twitter at Link Building John, and we can do some things. I look forward to talking with you again next time. This has been John Ball with Behind the Backlinks. Thank you very much for listening.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.